Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, has received a donation of 500 breadfruit trees. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more on today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Sharon, how you look, so what do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat, so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from, your plant, Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez, I'm P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday, and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Prader Larceny Prevention Unit. The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, has received a donation of 500 breadfruit trees from Dr. Julius Garvey, son of national hero Marcus Garvey. The donation was in commemoration of the anniversary of Marcus Garvey's birth on August 17, 1887, and the Agricultural Society's 120th anniversary.
Dr. Julius Garvey has announced and has committed the donation of 500 breadfruit trees to the JAS to be distributed to farmers and for 120 to be planted on the Denby Showground.
JAS President, Senator Norman Grant. Senator Grant says the donation represents the continuous commitment of the Garvey family to the agricultural sector.
During each Jamaican month, as a part of the activities, we'll be doing two things. We will be identifying a location in Portland where we are going to be having a planting because the plants are in Portland. And then we will also identify a location at the Denby Showground where we'll also do a planting as well. And the rest, we will be distributing the balance to farmers across the length and breadth of Jamaica.
Some of the breadfruit trees will also be distributed to the youth arm of the JAS.
We are going to be providing some of these breadfruit trees to the Jamaica 4-H Club as well, who will be involved in the planting of trees on Global 4-H Day.
Global 4-H Day will be celebrated on November 1. And the Jamaica Agricultural Society has been recognized as a pioneer in export since its establishment in 1895. The Society received the award at the recent International Breadfruit Conference at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Trinidad and Tobago, hosted by the University of the West Indies. And on the Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the Jamaica Agricultural Society has increased membership fees. Branch membership moves from $200 to $500 per annum, direct membership from $1,000 to $1,500 per annum, commodity membership from $5,000 to $10,000 per annum, and life membership reinstated with immediate effect. New life members will pay $10,000. This membership is renewable every 5 years at $5,000. Existing life members will be reinstated with no charge, and membership will be renewed every 5 years at a cost of $5,000. And now for our proverb of the day. New broom sweep clean, old broom no corner. And this means, never value newness over experience. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.